The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for our second game of summer baseball here today, and here is Troy Fritz.
Hey, thank you very much, Phoenix. Welcome back, everybody. It is championship time here in this 14-under Showcase Championship, the Neo Showcase. It's championship game here as Highland Hawks are getting ready to take on the Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs, the Gold Division, here in this matchup. Game time slated for approximately 12:15. We're about ready to get underway. So, folks, you know what that means? It's time for our national anthem. That's brought to you today by the Holmes County Veterans Services Administration. And that national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Administration Services in Millersburg, Ohio. It is time here for this championship matchup as it's Highland getting ready to take on the Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs Gold Division as Highland defeated Premier Ohio in that last game by a score of 14-4. Taking a look at your starting lineups here for this contest, Highland will be the home team this game. They were visitors the last game, but they're the home team here this afternoon. And for Pittsburgh, they're going to start off like this. Batting first and playing shortstop will be Colin Davis. Designated hitter, it will be Peyton Risha. Playing center field and batting third will be Jacob Farrell. Playing third base and batting fourth is Nico Lopez. Doing the catching and batting fifth is Mason Mahoski. Batting batting in the sixth position and playing second base is Luis Altavilla. And playing left field and batting in the seventh hole is Jacob Adrian. Playing right field and batting in the eighth position is Santucci Connor. And doing the pitching here is Mason Virgin for Pittsburgh here. And right there's a start off, there's a hit right off the bat by Colin Davis as he drives the first one in the left field. As Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs to start off with a base hit in the top of the first inning. On the mound here for Highland, it'll be number five. This is Troyer. And there's the pitch, misses high inside for ball one. This is Peyton Risha, the designated hitter. Batting second. And there's the pitch, swung on and missed for a strike. On deck is the center fielder. It's number three, Jacob Farrell. Nico Lopez in the hole for Pittsburgh. Troyer on the mound here for Highland. Breaking ball misses just outside for a ball. So just underway here in this championship game. Again, if you're just joining us, this was not scheduled to start until 1 o'clock. Things are way ahead of schedule out here today. Trying to get these players on and off the field before the heat sets in. Pitch by Troyer misses high and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. 14-under championship game here in the Neo Showcase at Ripon, Ohio. A beautiful day for baseball. As we got started here about 10:15 this morning. Runner going to second base. There's the pitch, called strike. Throw's not going to be in time. So Colin Davis is going to move down to second base on the stolen base. Nobody out. Counts 2-2. This is Peyton Risha, the designated hitter. Check swing goes foul right into the Highland dugout. Count will stay at 2-2. Jacob Farrell on deck for Pittsburgh Gold. Ground ball hit right back to the pitcher. Troyer's got the runner going to third base, and they're going to get him out there. Nice play by Troyer. Fielded his position very well. Got the runner on the fielder's choice. So scored out, put out 1-5 for the first out. Risha's going to reach first base on the fielder's choice. That's a heads-up play there by Davis. Got that lead runner. They had a runner in scoring position. So one away, runner on first base, Jacob Farrell at the plate. And our runner's going. There's a pitch. The throw down is going to be... Got him. So Risha put out at second base. Score that one 2-6 on the throw down. Caught him trying to steal. That's the second out. So just like that, Pittsburgh running themselves out of the inning. Break for Highland. Jacob Farrell standing in. Swung on a miss. Got a good rip at that one. Fouled back to the screen. First strike. Nico Lopez is on deck with Mason Mahowski in the hole. Troyer's pitch. Swung on and missed. Brought the high heat and struck him out. So just like that, Highland out of it. After Pittsburgh had something working in the first. Bottom of the first inning's coming your way next. This is 14-under Championship Baseball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Bottom of the first inning for Highland. It's Zach Hostetler leading off. He just took the first pitch into the right field for a base hit. So for Highland this afternoon, they're going to go with Zach Hostetler, Baz Yoder, and Caleb Troyer to start things off. So Highland with Hostetler on first base here early in the first, bottom of the first. First pitch lifted high towards third base, going to drop in front of the third baseman. Thrown over to first base, not in time. And the runners are going to move up on the pass, the wild throw over to first base. So just like that, after the base hit by Hostetler, Baz Yoder gets up and hits an infield base hit, and the throwing error moves both runners to second and third base. That's going to bring up Caleb Troyer. Nobody away. And he lifts that one high in the air towards second base. He'll drift back and can make the catch for the first out. So Troyer flies out to the second baseman. Out number one, that's going to bring up Solomon Yoder. Yoder about from the left side. Two runners in scoring position here for Highland. That misses high inside for ball one. Nobody. Yoder batting from the left side. Lifts that one high in the air towards second base again. Second baseman drifting back. Center fielder comes in. It's going to drop in front of him. And here comes a runner from third. He's going to score easily as Zach Hostetler crosses the plate. So moving up to third base is going to be Baz Yoder. And Solomon Yoder goes to first base on the hit and then second base on the throwing error. And Highland's got their first run here in the bottom of the first, 1-0. That'll bring up Tucker Miller, the shortstop for Highland. Jared Miller is on deck. Highland up 1-0. These Highland batters coming right out and going after the first pitch. That one fouled out of play to the left side for strike one. So Baz Yoder standing on third base for the Hawks. Solomon Yoder's on second. One away. Bottom of the first, 14-under championship baseball game here from Ripon, Ohio. Miller takes the pitch high for a ball. 1-1 the count. There's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. Well, count goes, a one ball and two strikes. Doing the pinching is Mason Virgin for Pittsburgh. Right-hander works out the stretch. And there's a hard hit ball right back off the chest of Miller. He tries to make the play at the plate. Nothing there. And he took a line drive right off the chest. They're going to want to check him, make sure he's okay. He come up and tried to field the play. Umpires are going in to check him. And teammates are going in to make sure he's okay. He's waving everybody off. They're going to check him anyhow. I think that hit him right in the right shoulder. Solomon Yoder is going to move up to third base. Tucker Miller is going to move down to first. So with one out here, they're going to check the pitcher here and make sure he's okay and throw a couple pitches. Mason Virgin took a line drive right back off the right shoulder, it looks like. So they're going to make sure that arm's okay. And there's a Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs coach, Bob Keir, out on the mound with his player. Umpire making sure that the young man's all right, able to keep going. Everything looks good. Thumbs up. Good job by everybody there. Those can be scary moments, folks. You need a line drive coming right back at you. Virgin made a great play on the ball. Almost got the runner coming home from third base, but did not. So Highland's up 2-0. We're ready to get back underway here. Jared Miller at the plate. Richards on deck. Wyatt Richards on deck for Highland. Tucker Miller on the pitch goes down to second. So Highland now with runners on second and third. One away. Up 2-0 here. Bottom of one. There's a windup and pitch. Called strike. Mason Virgin on the mound for Pittsburgh. There's a windup delivery. Swung on, out, hit out of play, foul. Iowa with runners at second and third looking to add to this 2-0 lead here early in the ballgame. Bottom of one. There's the pitch. Missed outside. Looking for a pitch count here from the umpire. Nothing coming yet. There's the windup and the pitch. Hit towards third base. Slow dribbler. Going to pick up. Throw over to first base. Going to be in time. The runners will hold it second and third. Good play over there by the third baseman. They'll score that one 5-3 for out number two. And that'll bring up Wyatt Richards with Damon Yoder on deck. Two away. Nico Lopez, third baseman over there for Pittsburgh. Made a nice play on that one. There's a windup and pitch. Fouled back by Richards. He got a good cut at that. These Highland batters are going right after this first pitch here, just about every one of them. And he did not get cheated there, folks. Woo. The breeze has died down a little bit, so we could use some breeze off the bats. Things are starting to heat up outside here this afternoon. Called strike two. There's Virgin painted the corner there. Up in the count, two strikes, two away for Pittsburgh. That one missed low in the dirt, ball one. One ball, two strikes the count. Championship game here from Rittman High School in this 14-under Neo Classic tournament. There's a ball, hit ball right up the middle for a base hit. That's going to score one and probably two. Rounding third is going to be Tucker Miller. He'll score easily. And there's an two RBI single for Wyatt Richards as Highland has jumped out to a 4-0 lead here early in the ballgame. Hawks have brought their bats and come to play today. Damon Yoder at the plate now for Highland. He hits in the eighth spot. That's going to have Blake Miller on deck. Oh, Damon Yoder takes the first pitch for a called strike one. Yoder stands in on the right side. Hits it right back towards the pitcher. Virgin will field that one. Easy throw to first base for out number three. Not before Highland's going to plate four runs here in the bottom of the first, so they'll have a 4-0 lead. It's boys championship baseball here on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Top of the second inning here for Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs. They're going to send to the plate the third baseman. This is Nico Lopez, number 33. He bats from the right side. On the hill here for Highlands, Caleb Troyer. And there's a high hit ball going to right field. That's going back towards the right center gap. That'll take one bounce off the fence as Lopez goes around first, headed for second. He'll take third base easily. Throw going to be coming in, cut off at the shortstop. And Lopez slides into third base with a leadoff triple. Good piece of hitting there by Nico Lopez. Big young man, stands over there about 6'3" at 14 years old, folks. He's well put together. That'll bring up Mason Mahowski, the catcher, number 18, with Luke Altavilla on deck. There's a strike. As Troyer starts on top for Highland. So Pittsburgh with their leadoff runner on third. Start to second. Troyer's pitch misses low for ball one. 1-1 the count. Troyer, the pitch. High one inside, foul back out of play. Mahowski kind of fought that one off. As Troyer brought him a little chin music. So Caleb Troyer up in the count now, one ball and two strikes. To Mahowski. There's a windup and pitch. Got him swinging, took a little bit off, got him out ahead of it. So strikeout number two by Caleb Troyer for out number one. And that's going to bring up Luke Altavilla, the second baseman. Adrian Jarabek on deck. Dreher starts out on top, called strike one. Altavilla wears number four, plays position number four, bats on the right side. One out for Highland here in the bottom of the first. Ground ball hit towards shortstop. That's going to score the runner from third, or is it? Oh, a nice play by the shortstop. How about that? My goodness, a ground ball hit to Jared Miller. He didn't even think about going to first base. The runner broke for home, and Miller gunned him down at the plate. So score that one 6-2 as they cut down the runner trying to score from third for the second out. Altavilla will move to first base on the fielder's choice. That's going to bring up number two, Adrian Jarabek. He plays left field. So two away. And that's going to bring up Reno Friscardo on deck. First pitch to Jarabek was fouled back to the screen for strike one. So Highland working themselves out of that leadoff triple. Two outs now with just a runner on first. Great defense by the Hawks. Outstanding play over there by Tucker Miller on that last batter. What would usually be a play that would score the runner, he gunned that runner down at home. There's a foul back out of play for strike two. So Caleb Troyer up in the count. Two away here, bottom of the second. Highland up by a score of 4-0 as they plated four in the home half of the first. There's a wind-up and pitch. Took a little bit off of it. Got the batter's reach, and there's a going in the right center gap. That'll drop for a base hit. So the runner, Altavilla, will move to third base. Jarabek will be on first. Good piece of hitting there. He had to reach out and cover that outside corner and just kind of poked it to the right center gap and got it to go. So that'll bring up Reno Fiscardo now for Pittsburgh. He is the EH. Where's number 35? Bats from the right side. Runners on first and third. Two away. Troyer. High fly ball lifted high towards first base. Moving under it. Put it away for the third out. So after two, one and a half, one complete in the book. It's Highland 4, Pittsburgh nothing. Bottom of the second coming your way next on WKLM.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Summertime deals all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 12-pound match light or 16-pound Kingsford charcoal, $9.98. 30-ounce Duke's mayonnaise, $3.98. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, $1.98. Bush's Best Baked Beans, 2 for $5. Townhouse Crackers, 2 for $7. 16-count Kraft Singles, $2.98. Land O'Lakes Butter Quarters, 2 for $7. Turkey Hill Ice Cream, 2 for $7. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Home half of the second here for Highland will be Blake Miller leading off for the Hawks. He stands in, takes a strike. A couple pitches went by before we got back on the air, so the count's 2 balls and a strike. Zach Hostetler on deck, Baz Yoder in the hole as Highland working back towards the top of the order. Called strike two, so the count goes 2-2 to Blake Miller.
Rip it and rip it.
High, Island up 4-0. Bottom of the second. Here's your leadoff hitter, Blake Miller. Misses there with that pitch. Ooh, that didn't miss. It missed over his head, but they still called it a strike. So, strikeout number one, therefore Virgin, and out number one for Highland here in the bottom of the second. That'll bring up Zach Hostetler, the leadoff hitter for the Hawks. And he rips one hard towards right field, but right at the right fielder. That got out there in a hurry, and he put it away in a hurry. So, score that one at F8. Out number two. Now Baz Yoder to plate for the Hawks. Caleb Troyer on deck. First pitch lifted high in the air towards left field, and it'll be put away by the left fielder. So a three up, three down, and a quick home half of the second. Headed to the third next. It's Highland 4, Pittsburgh nothing.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Top half of the third inning coming your way here now. And for Pittsburgh, they're going to be leading off with Connor Santucci. This will be his first appearance at the plate. He plays first base. Where's number 15? Hits from the right side. Caleb Troyer on the hill for Highland. Delivers the first pitch. That swung on, hit high in the air to right field. And that'll be put away for out number one as Blake Miller moved underneath that to make the catch. So one pitch, one out. We are just cruising right along here in this championship game here on a Sunday, officially afternoon. And now at the plate here for Pittsburgh will be number eight. This will be Dylan Gavlik. Gavlik takes the first pitch, swung, hit it out of play for strike one. So Dylan Gavlik at the plate. One away here, top of the third. Troyer's pitch misses low, 1-1. Highland looking to claim this championship here on Sunday afternoon in this Neo Showcase. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. And Schroyer just blew it by Gavlik. There's the windup in the pitch. This is just high. Good heat there by Troyer. Good spot for a two-strike pitch. On deck here will be number 58, Wesley Applett. There's a pitch by Troyer. Got him swinging. For out number two. Second strikeout of the afternoon here by Troyer. Or third strikeout, excuse me. And that'll bring up number 58. This is Wesley Appelt. Troyer gets a called strike. Troyer. The windup. And the pitch. Misses high for a ball. Getting Highland up here. 4-0, top of the third inning. On this championship Sunday, Troyer windup delivery. Swung on and miss. Good pitch on the outside corner. There's the pitch by Troyer. Called strike on the outside corner for strike three. So strikeout number four, out number three of the inning. Bottom of the third's coming up next. This is Boys Championship Baseball on WKLM.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
For Highland in the bottom of the third inning is Caleb Troyer, Solomon Yoder, and Tucker Miller leading off. And Caleb Troyer jumped in the batter's box quick, took the first pitch, and flew out the shortstop, so we got one away. Welcome back, folks. Solomon Yoder at the plate now for Highland with one out here in the bottom of the third. Yoder bats from the right side. He scored in the first inning. And he'll lift one towards center field there, and that'll be put away for out number two. So three pitches and two outs here for Pittsburgh and Highland. In the bottom of the third, this game is cruising right along. And this will send Tucker Miller to the box for Highland. Plays shortstop, scored in the first inning. And there's a hard hit ball towards right center. That's going to be picked up by the left fielder running into the gap. So just like that, a 1-2-3 inning, and we're headed to the top of the fourth. So after three complete, Highland 4, Pittsburgh nothing. It's Boys Championship Baseball here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dreaming of a perfect, affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. to make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Top of the fourth inning. It's a quick one here in this championship Sunday here at Rittman High School. Colin Davis back to the top of the order here for Pittsburgh. Davis, the shortstop, he'll lead off. And the pitch delivered there by Caleb Troyer misses low for ball one. Folks, this game wasn't scheduled to start till 1 o'clock, and we're already in the top of the fourth. Troyer on the mound. Swung on. That pitch is lifted high towards third base side. Third baseman's going to move under, make a great catch. And a nice catch over there by Yoder, Baz Yoder. That ball was lifted way up in the air. Wind was playing tricks with it. He reached out and grabbed it before it hit the ground. So one away. As Davis flies out, score that one F5. That'll bring up Peyton Risha. He reached on a base hit in the first inning, was put out at second base. One out here, top of the fourth, Highland up 4-0. Caleb Troyer on the mound. Fires low, called strike right across the knees. Couple questions from the crowd about that call. Brought that one right across the knees. Good call by the blue. Troyer, the windup and pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Strike two. Come back with a little breaking ball. Good pitch selection here by Troyer. There's the windup and pitch. Lifted high in the air again, right in front of the catcher. And coming in to make the catch will be Troyer, come from the pitcher's mound. As two high infield flies result in two outs. Score that one F1, two away. And now it'll be Jacob Farrell up for Pittsburgh. He struck out in the first. Four strikeouts here on the afternoon so far for Caleb Troyer. Has yet to issue a walk. He has been very, very efficient here on a hot Sunday afternoon here in Rittman. Troy Fritz with you for the broadcast. It's Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central. Scrambling to keep up with us out here today. Phoenix, you're doing a great job. They've got things moving way ahead of schedule. That pitch misses high for a ball. Farrell at the plate. Plays center field. Nico Lopez is on deck. Lopez led off with a big triple in that first inning. I'm sure Troyer would like to get this one right here. Called strike. Troyer working out of the stretch. Nobody on. Two away. Fourth inning. There's Troyer's pitch. Misses high for a ball. Troyer looking to ring one up here. There's a pitch. Swung on. Hit deep into right center. That's going back. It's going to bounce off the fence. And headed to second base. He's going to hold him up right there. They got that back in a hurry, but Jacob Farrell just ripped one to the right center gap. It took one bouncing off the fence. Pittsburgh hitters have got some pop in their bats when they connect. And speaking of that, here's Nico Lopez. We saw Lopez bounce one off that right center fence in the first inning. So two away, runner on second, Jacob Farrell. Lopez at the plate. Mason Michalski is on deck. There's a strike as Caleb Troyer brought a little breaking ball to lead off. Twisted up Lopez. Troyer's got a pretty good memory of that first at bat already. Going to try and keep him off balance. There's a windup and pitch. Misses low for a ball. That'll get by the catcher. So one ball, one strike. It's Solomon Yoder doing the catching here for Highland. There's a pitch. And a called strike on the outside corner. That's a good spot. Lopez won't hurt you much down there. You don't want to hang one up high on this young man. Strider's pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Got him looking. And that was a great pitch for strikeout number five. Out number three. Headed to the bottom of the fourth. Highland up 4-0. It's Boys High School Baseball Summer League here on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right, Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things. Like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
It's Jared Miller leading off for Highland here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They'll take a called strike across the knee for the second strike. Fast-paced ball game here. Highland up 4-0. They got all those in the first inning. There's a hard hit ball to the ground. It's a shortstop. Picked up, field and throw across in time for out number one. As Colin Davis fielded that one cleanly for Pittsburgh. Fired across for the first out. That'll bring up Wyatt Richards for Highland. Richards reached first time up, and there's a hit going over the shortstop's head and for a base hit. Just over the leaping hands of the shortstop. Colin Davis got up off the ground quick to try and nab that one, but not before Wyatt Richards reached for the second time of day on his second hit. That'll bring up Damon Yoder. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. So with one away, Highland's got a runner on first. And there's a ground ball hit to the left side. It's going to get by the glove of Davis. Picked up and thrown across in time. As I'm not sure how he dug that one out, but a great play over there. So two away. That's going to move the runner up to second base in Wyatt Richards. That'll bring up Blake Miller. Blake struck out in the second for Highland. His first time up. Takes the first pitch for a ball high. Mason Virgin on the mound. And we got a dead ball there as that hit Blake Miller. Home plate umpire is going to ask for help here now. So the Pittsburgh bench is saying that hit the knob of the bat and not his hands. He's going to ask the base umpire for a little bit of help here if he saw anything. While they're going to sort this out, we'll take a quick break, come back here on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
And we are back here live as that play stood as Blake Miller got first base on the hit pitch, and then Zach Hostetler just jumped in the box and laced a double down off the left field fence. So he's going to score two runs there as he brought around Wyatt Richards and Blake Miller. So Zach Hostetler with a double, one out double, has put Highland up 6-0. And that's going to bring up Baz Yoder now to the plate for Highland with just one away. Caleb Troyer is on deck. So Highland has struck again here in the bottom of the fourth with two runs to stretch this lead to 6-0. They're not done yet. Zach Hostetler standing on second base. Second hole hitter, Yoder up. Caleb Troyer on deck. Highland looking to expand this lead. Ground ball hit towards Lopez on the third side. He'll fire all the way across. Runner will break and go to third base, but not before the third out of the inning. So, with that, Highland's going to get two more runs to take their lead 6-0. Bottom, top of the fifth coming your way next here on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Top of the fifth inning coming at you now as Pittsburgh is going to send to the plate their catcher, Mason Mahowski, with Luke Altavilla and Adrian Jarabek on deck here in the fifth. Highland up 6-0. Caleb Troyer on the hill here for Highlands, went the distance so far. And that first pitch to Mahowski is fouled out of play for strike one. Highland been incredibly sharp here today in game one and two as they won game one today 14-4 to get to this championship game. Troyer's pitch took a little bit off, missed just outside for a ball. Troyer been very efficient out there today. Really throwing a minimal amount of pitches here on a hot Sunday afternoon in Ripon, Ohio. That one misses low in the dirt for ball two, two balls and a strike. Mahowski struck out his first time up. Four strikeouts on the afternoon for Troyer. There's a strike on the inside corner. Count goes 2-2. Troyer yet to issue a walk here this afternoon. There's a ground ball hit to third base side, grounded. Cleanly thrown over to first base. Plenty of time for out number one. So Zach Hostetler got the clean, or excuse me, that was Yoder. That was Baz Yoder over at third base. He got the clean one hopper over there and made a nice throw across to get the first out. And that'll bring up Luke Altavilla, the second baseman. He reached on a hit in the second inning. Takes the first pitch for a called strike one with one away. Pittsburgh needs to get something moving here as Highland has opened up a 6-0 lead. That one's fouled back and out of play for strike two. So again, Caleb Troyer way up in the count, been very efficient here this afternoon. He had to give up a walk. There's a pitch, breaking ball, hit right back up the middle, right out past the outreached hands of Troyer for a base hit. So Altavilla, 2 for 2. They left him stranded on third base back in the second inning. Just the fourth hit of the afternoon here for Pittsburgh. As so far, Troyer scattered 4 runs over these 5 innings, 4.5 innings of work. Adrian Jarrett back at the plate now for Pittsburgh. Takes a ball low for ball one. Reno Fiscardo on deck for Pittsburgh. There's an outside corner strike called. Count goes 1-1. Jarabek stands in from the right side. There's the pitch by Troyer. Fouled on out of play. Strike two. Troyer been around the plate all afternoon thus far. Checks the runner at first. Now the pitch. Misses high for ball two. Count goes 2-2. One away. Here for Pittsburgh. There is a pitch by Troyer. Got him swinging on a high one for a strikeout. And that was a waste pitch. And he got him to bite for out number two. That's going to bring up Reno Fiscardo. He flew out to first base his first time up. So two away, runner on first base and Luke Altavilla. Caleb Troyer on the hill. Looking to get out of here undamaged. Move to first base, runner back in time. Fiscardo stands in from the right side. Here's the windup in the pitch. Lifted high in the air, shallow right field. Second baseman's going to drift back. He'll put it away for out number three. As Jared Miller took care of that one very easily. So 5 complete in the books. Highland 6, Pittsburgh nothing. It's 14 and under championship baseball on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Get summertime deals all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Cool Whip Topping, $1.98. 10-pack Capri Sun, 2 for $6. Heinz Ketchup, $3.98. Squeeze Heinz Yellow Mustard, $1.78. Kraft Mayonnaise, $4.48. Kraft Miracle Whip, $5.98. A1 Steak Sauce, $5.48. Heinz 57 Sauce for $4.98. 8-count Selected Country Time Tang or Kool-Aid Drink Mix, $3.98. And Kool-Aid Drink Mix Packets, 2 for 68 cents. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rudy's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Bottom of the fifth inning here for Highland. And there's a hard hit ball over the center fielder's head as that's Caleb Troyer leading off for the Hawks. He's going to round first, taking second, and he's going to get third base easy as that throw is not even in yet from left field. He'll go into third base with a triple. So Caleb Troyer getting it done on the mound and at the plate as he leads off with a triple here in the bottom of the fifth. His first hit of the afternoon, he ground out to first the first time and shortstop the second time. Solomon Yoder up to the plate now. He's 1-for-2 on the afternoon. Has scored once in the first inning. So a chance for RBI here by Solomon. He's not going to get it because he just took one right in the back. So a hit pitch is going to put runners now on first and third for Highland here in the fifth. That'll send up Tucker Miller with Jared Miller on deck. So Tucker Miller scored in the first inning, flew out to right in third. And there's a hard drive to center field that's going to be put away by the center fielder. Runner's going to tag out from third coming home, and there's going to be a throw, and they got him in time. Great play there by the catcher. And a really good throw coming in from center field out there. So they're going to get the put out. F8 was Tucker Miller, and then they're going to cut down Caleb Troyer at the plate on that throw, score that 8-2 for out number two. So with two down now, that's going to send Jared Miller to plate. Runner still on first base is Solomon Yoder. So Pittsburgh getting themselves out of a little bit of a jam there on a nice play by the center fielder. Stop that seventh run from coming across the plate. Bottom of the fifth, two away. This is Jared Miller. Wyatt Richards is on deck. Jared Miller takes a called strike across the knees. Ground out the third and shortstop his first two times at the plate here today. Digs in from the right side. Here's the pitch. Took a little off, hit on the ground towards Lopez at third. He'll field it, throw it across cleanly, and he put away. So three outs gone quickly here in the fifth. We'll head to the top of the sixth next. Highland 6, Pittsburgh nothing. It's 14 under baseball on WKLM.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Top of the sixth inning coming at you here from Rittman, Ohio. It's Troy Fritz here for the broadcast. Phoenix Price back at Sports Central taking care of business here today. And for Pittsburgh, they find themselves down 6-0. They're at the bottom of the order. They're going to send number 15. This is Dylan Gavlik to the plate. So for Highland, Caleb Troyer still on the hill. He's pitched a gem here. Been very efficient this afternoon. Starts out on top again with a strike. It's actually Connor Santucci at the plate. He fouled that one out of play. Santucci flew out to right field his first time up. Troyer up, no balls, one strike in the count. Here's the pitch. Took a little off. Got the outside corner for strike two. just done a brilliant job of mixing up his pitches here today. He's kept these batters off balance. And every once in a while, he'll reach back and bring some heat and just blow you away. Troyer, the pitch. Missed just inside. There was one of them. Good place for that one. One ball, two strikes. Troyer on the hill and lets it go. Fouled out of play. Count holds. One ball, two strikes. Hope your Sunday's well. Hope you're enjoying your day and glad to have you with us here. It's a beautiful day for baseball, whatever you may be doing. We've got nice blue skies and high clouds here. Temperature in the mid-80s. It's a great day for baseball. Little breeze blowing here at Ritman. Blowing straight out towards center field right now. There's Troyer. The pitch. Misses low and away. Count goes full. Don't hold me this. That might be his first full count here of the afternoon. Troyer on the mound. And he'll let it fire. And ground ball hit towards the left side. It's going to get through the gap between third and short for a base hit. So Connor Santucci reaches on a base hit here to lead off the sixth. Oh, that's going to bring up to the plate. And they've got a new batter here. I'll try to get that number for you here in just a minute. He's batting from the right side. This is number eight. This is Dylan Gavlik. And he'll take a called strike for strike one. Dylan Gavlik, actually the EH, the extra hitter. So Santucci on first base. Pittsburgh needs all the runners they can get. They're down six. And Gavlik squared around the bunt. Didn't get it down. He fouled it away. So the runner will hold it first, and that's a strike. Colin Davis on deck. There's the pitch. Missed just high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Just Gavlik on the left side. Swung on and hit down the right field line. Foul ball. We're in the top of the sixth inning already. If you were tuning in at 1 o'clock looking for the start of the game, we got started way early this morning. Game number one of the day was a mercy rule game. And both teams were here and ready to go early, so they started the first game about a half an hour early, and that one went quick. So we started this one about 45 minutes ahead of schedule, folks. There's a windup and pitch by Troyer. Just missed low for a ball. Count goes to 2-2. Nobody away here in the sixth. As Connor Santucci reached on a base hit. There's Troyer's pitch. Swung on, foul ball. That one hit back out of play, so count will hold it 2-2. Dylan Gavlik. There's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Got him on a strikeout. His second of the day is Gavlik. Strikeout number six for Troyer. And that was a big one. So one down. And that's going to bring up now Wesley Appelt. Hits from the right side. Where's number 58? And swung on a miss for strike one. Again, Troyer starting out on top here. Very efficient with his pitch count. Runner on first base. Here's a windup and pitch. That misses in the dirt for ball one. 1-1's the count. There's the windup and the pitch. Misses high for a ball. One away here in the sixth inning. Troyer's went the distance here for Highland. Works in the stretch. He'll let it fly. Ball lifted high in the air, drifting towards the right field line. First baseman going back after it, and that's going to drop for a foul ball. Highland players gave chase for that one. Couldn't get it before it hit in foul territory. So Wesley Appel at the plate. Battling Troyer on the mound. One away. Here's the pitch by Troyer. Breaking ball just missed on the outside corner. Count goes 2-2. There's Troyer's windup and the pitch. Fouled back off the helmet of the catcher. Now Pelt got a good rip at that one. Catcher's fine. Well, Caleb Troyer trying to dispose of Pelt before they get back to the top of the order. Colin Davis is on deck. There's a pitch. That's hit hard down the left field line, out of play for a long strike. So good at bat here for Pelt. Might have taken Troyer deeper into the pitch count than anybody has here yet today. Still one away here in the sixth. There's a pitch by Troyer. Breaking ball missed just outside. And that'll be the first free pass given up here as a walk is drawn. And that'll bring up Colin Davis, the leadoff batter. He had a base hit in the first, ground out to second or third in the fourth. So one away, runners on first and second here for Pittsburgh. They've got something working. Let's see if Highland can get out of this jam. Troyer checks the runner at second. Now the move to the plate. There's a base hit to left field. And that's going to score the runner from second. Now they're going to hold him there at third. They held him up. And a good thing there because a good play was made out there by Damon Yoder. Good third throw into the cutoff. So now bases are loaded. And Colin Davis has his second hit of the afternoon. Peyton Risha up now. He reached in the first on a base hit and flew out to the pitcher in the fourth. And here's a called strike. The base is loaded here for Pittsburgh with one away. Highland could use a double play ball here. Troyer, the windup, and pitch. Hit hard right back up the middle past Troyer. That's going to score one run, and they'll hold the runner up at third base. So a base hit moves the runners up, puts one across the plate. And we're going to get a timeout with that as Pat Miller wants to go out and talk about it a little bit. So we'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's 14-inning championship baseball on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
It's Jacob Farrell standing in now here for Pittsburgh as we're back out of the timeout. Bases are loaded here with one away. Pat Miller went out to talk to Caleb Troyer, settle him down a little bit. He's given up some base hits here in this inning. Third time through the order for some of these batters. They're starting to time him up. Troyer misses with that pitch down low for a ball. So Colin Davis stands on second. Risha is on first. And Wesley Appelt is on third. Connor Santucci has scored in this inning for Pittsburgh. There's a pitch lifted out of play, foul for a strike. So Highland looking to get out of jam. They've got a 6-1 lead here in the sixth. Jacob Farrell at the plate. He struck out in the first, reached in the fourth on a hit. And there's a hard hit ball in the right center gap. That's going to go for a base hit. One run's going to score. Here comes Appelt coming around from third's Colin Davis. And also coming around is going to be Risha. And moving into third base is going to be safe. So there's going to be a trip, base-clearing triple. And just like that, they push three runs across the plate. And we got a ball game, folks. It's 6-4. Pat Miller's going to take a timeout now and go out and talk to Troyer. We may get a pitching change. So we'll take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's 14U Baseball here on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Dreaming of a perfect affordable home? Discover family-owned Hartford Homes. Hartford Homes, with over 50 years combined experience in the construction industry, offers turnkey homes including all land improvements, resulting in a stress-free custom home built for you. Our commitment to quality, community, and sustainability sets us apart. Visit HartfordHomesOhio.com today to schedule your visit. Tour inside two different model homes or browse our 22 online models. Discover Hartford Homes in Jeromesville and start your journey to a dream home.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
So a pitching change here for Highland in the sixth. They're going to bring in Tucker Miller. Caleb Troyer started out this game. He worked five and a third innings and was cruising along here until the sixth inning. He's given up four runs in the sixth. So with just one out, Pittsburgh has got a runner on third base in the form of Jacob Farrell. And oh no, here comes Nico Lopez to the plate. He struck out looking in the fourth. That drove one to the deep right center gap in the first for a triple lead off the ball game for him. So Highland hanging on to a 6-4 lead, one away, and here we go, ready to get back underway. Runner on third base, Lopez at the plate, and Masek Mahuski on deck. There's a pitch by Tucker Miller. Misses low in the dirt for a ball. Tucker Miller, right-hander, he'll work from the stretch. Checks the runner at third. There's a move to the plate and misses low. Ball two. We was going along here thinking we might get out of here in record time of day. This game was cruising right along. But Pittsburgh, they've got some good bats, and they have woken up here in the sixth inning. Highland trying to outlast them here. Here's Miller. Got a breaking ball across, strike one. Two balls and a strike with one away. Miller, the pitch. Lifted high in the air towards center field is Lopez. It's deep enough to score the run. Put away for the out. The runner's going to tag from third. That's Farrell going to come in and score. So give Lopez an RBI on the sacrifice fly. And that's the second out of the inning. So bases are empty. And that's going to bring up Mason Mahowski. Mahowski struck out in the second. Grounded out the third in the fifth. So 6-5 ball game. Here's a pitch by Miller. Breaking ball misses in the dirt. Ball one. Third time through the order here for most of these batters. And they got Troyer timed up and knocked him out of there. But not before a 5 1/3 of brilliant work by Troyer here on a hot Sunday afternoon. There's a called strike by Miller. So count goes to 1-1 on Mason Mahowski. Two away. Bases are empty. There's the pitch. Missed low. Two balls and a strike. Mahowski stands in from the right side. Tucker Miller from the stretch. The windup. And the pitch. Missed high. Tucker Miller looking to get Highland out of this inning. There's the pitch. Swung on. Driven towards center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. So Mahowski has got something working again here for Pittsburgh. A two-out single. Sixth hit of the inning here for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs, the gold team. And boy, they've got to be hot there in their Pittsburgh blocks. These uniforms look like the Pirates replicas. Representing the state of Pittsburgh well. It's Luke Altaville in the batter's box now. The second baseman. He's 2 for 2 today. Base hits in the second and fifth in. Takes a breaking ball there for a strike. So Tucker Miller, a little change of pace here. Brings a slower delivery, more of a breaking ball style of pitcher here so far. He'll check the runner at first base. Fires to the plate, and that ball is going to be caught at shortstop. A great play over there by Baz Yoder to get out of the inning. But not before Pittsburgh puts 5 across the plate here. We're headed to the top of the bottom of the sixth. It's Highland 6, Pittsburgh 5. More baseball coming up on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold listening to this music while you wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Oroville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Headed to the bottom of the sixth here from Rittman, Ohio, in this 14U championship game. And leading off for Highland here is going to be number 27, Wyatt Richards. Wyatt hits in the seventh hole. He'll be followed up by Damon Yoder and Blake Miller. Wyatt has reached twice a day, both on singles. And there's a big swing and a miss by Richards for strike. He scored back in the fourth. Highland pushed four across in the first inning and scored two in the fourth. That's been it. And there's a soft ground ball hit to shortstop. That's going to be picked up, thrown across just in time to get him for out number one. So Wyatt Richards is put out 6-3. That'll bring up Damon Yoder next for the Hawks. One away. Colin Davis made a nice scoop over there for Pittsburgh, fired that across the field to get the first out. Yoder ground out to the pitcher back in the first inning, ground out to the third, the baseman in the fourth inning. So looking for his first hit of the day right here to get something going for the Hawks. Ground ball here, hit off the handle towards the second baseman. Altavilla takes a bad hop, but scoops it up and makes the play for the second out of the inning. So two away, score that one 4-3. That's going to bring up Blake Miller with Zach Hostetler on deck for Highland. Highland would love to get a couple insurance runs here and do it on two outs. Mason Virgin quietly has went the distance here for Pittsburgh. He throws one there. It's going to be hit towards first base. And Virgin's going to get over there in time to take the throw. So just like that, Pittsburgh goes 1-2-3. And we're going to head to the top of the seventh. Highland up 6-5. It's boys championship baseball here on WKLM.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes. They understand scholar athletes work hard in the gym and in the classroom, spending long hours, late nights, and sacrifices for not only their personal goals, but also their team. Your friends at Holmes Limestone have been in business since 1948, and they are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute parents, coaches, teachers, and athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone, proud to be a part of your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Home Siding Contractors.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
It's the bottom of the seventh inning here. Highland clinging to a one-run lead, 6-5. And for Pittsburgh, they're going to send Adrian Jarabek to the plate to lead off. He's a seven-hitter. They'll be followed up by Reno Piscardo on deck. There's a called strike to the batter, Jarabek. Jarabek reached on a base hit in the second, struck out in the fifth. There's a pitch by Miller. Hit on the ground toward the shortstop. That takes a bad hop over his head. That went right off a lip of the grass. And you got to give that a base hit. No fault there, as that just came off the lip and went clean up over the shortstop's head. I don't think if I've seen one shoot off the ground that high before. So leadoff batter on with Jarabek. He's got his second hit of the day. That's going to bring up Reno Fiscardo. He's 0 for 2. He flew out to first and second, respectively, in his first two times up. So tying run aboard here for Pittsburgh. Nobody out. And throw over to first base. Check the runner, not in time. He'll dive back safely. So Tucker Miller working in relief here. come in after one out in the fifth. And there's a bunt attempt that's going to go foul as Fiscardo squared around. They're trying to get that runner, tying run over into scoring position at second base. After that leadoff hit. Well, what looked like was going to be a routine ground ball just hit something and shot straight over the shortstop's head. Scardo stands in from the right side. Tucker Miller on the mound. Here's the pitch. Squares around the bunt, and that one got thrown behind him. So the wild pitch is going to be as good as a bunt because that moves the runner up to second base now. So Fiscardo will stand in. Let's see if they want to bunt him over to third. He squares, and he puts it down. Nice bunt. Fire over to third base is not going to be in time. They tried to get the out at third. That was picked up by the pitcher. And Miller tried to fire that over and get the runner, but the runner got a big enough jump that there was no chance. So now with nobody down, Pittsburgh's got runners at first and third. Fiscardo reaches on the fielder's choice. That's going to bring up Connor Santucci. He flew out to right and got a base hit his last time up. A hit and score in the sixth. So for Highland, Solomon Yoder doing the catching. He'll step out from behind the plate and give a sign here. They got a play on. We'll see if they're going to try and take the runner. You got to assume the runner from first is going on the pitch. And a swing and a foul ball. They had nothing working there. They wanted to see what Highland was doing. So head coach Bob Kier giving the signals over there for Pittsburgh. The runners on first and third. Fiscardo on first. Jarabek on third. And Fiscardo holds. There's a high fly ball lifted towards the right field side. And that's going to be foul ball. As a right fielder diving, Blake Miller went after a diving catch. He was in foul territory, and it's probably good that he did not catch that because that was going to be an easy tag up from Jarabek to go to third base, and that's a tying run. So Santucci with two strikes and a ball. Miller would love a strikeout here. Santucci stands in from the right side. Miller checks the runner at first and third. The delivery and a strike on the outside corner. That was just for strike two, apparently. So that was strike three. No signal from the umpire. Base umpire had to come make that one. So called strike three. That's a big one right there for the first out. We've got a sub in here, designated hitter. We'll see if I can pull that number off the lineup here. It's number 40. I don't have a name to go with that. He's a left-handed batter, pinch hitter. So with one away, he'll be hitting for Wesley Eppelt. And that runner from first takes off and goes to second. No play. So Fiscardo goes down to second. Jarabek's on third. And so the winning run or go-ahead run for Pittsburgh now is at second base with one away. Getting back to the top of the order here soon. And there's a foul ball hit down the left field line out of play. Wesley Eppelt is on deck. So this batter is hitting for Gablik. There's a foul ball for a strike two. Boy, would a strikeout be big here for the Hawks. You don't want to get back to the top of this order. Those are some good bats over on that Pittsburgh side, about 1-5. They're legit. Miller. The pitch. Foul ball lifted down the left field line. Out of play. Good at bat here. Making Miller throw some pitches out there. Miller checks the runners. There's a delivery. And got him on the breaking ball. Strike out. Throw down to first on the drop strike. It'll be in time. So a good pitch there by Miller. Got him fishing for a second strikeout. And that's going to bring up now to the plate number 58, Wesley Appelt. Two away, runners on second and third. Highland hanging on to a 6-5 lead. There's a called strike. Miller brought some heat, got ahead in the count. So Tucker Miller trying to get Highland out of here. Miller, the delivery. And a called strike, got the breaking ball. So up in the count, no balls and two strikes. Look for something off speed here, giving them off balance. Solomon Yoder's going to need to dig in the dirt. Tying run down at third base. Go ahead, runner at second. The pitch by Miller. Breaking ball outside. Good place for it. Batter gave it some thoughts. Wesley Appelt in the batter's box. Struck out twice today. Miller. The pitch. Missed just high inside. Try to get him chasing. Good spot for that pitch. High and tight. You're up in the count. Now 2-2. Miller. From the stretch. Here's the pitch. And got him swinging. For strike three. Struck him out. And that'll do it. That was it. So Highland's going to get out of this with a victory. After things were looking in peril there. They get out of with three strikeouts at the end of the inning. So Highland's going to win this 14-under championship here from Rittman in this Neo Showcase. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the numbers after this on WKLM.
The July 4th celebration event is on at Millersburg Electric. Now through July 16th, save big on all your favorite appliance brands. General Electric, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and Cafe. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and customers often ask, when's the best time to buy appliances? And our answer, the July 4th sales event equals Black November. That means it's one of the best times of the year to upgrade or outfit your new home or remodeling project. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2026. So visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Celebrating 80 years of business.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Let the fireworks and savings begin at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We'll get you ready with a 10-pound chub, 73% lean fresh ground beef, $3.48 a pound, 73% lean family pack fresh ground beef, $3.98 a pound, USDA select boneless New York strip steaks, $13.98 a pound, Gerber's family pack leg quarters, $1.48 a pound, Gerber's skinless boneless thighs, $3.28 a pound. We also have USDA inspected pork shoulder roast, $1.98 a pound, USDA select beef cube steaks, $5.98 a pound, USDA select boneless whole beef brisket, $5.48 a pound. Oscar Mayer wieners for $1.98. And seasoned pork tenderloin, $6.98 a pound at Rody's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering CanClad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Middlesbrough, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. And bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
And the award ceremonies are getting underway here from Rittman, Ohio, in this 14-under Neo Showcase Championship Sunday, as Highland has defeated the Pittsburgh Diamond Dogs Gold Division by a score of 6-5 in a great ball game here. Highland will get to this championship game by way of their semifinal victory earlier this morning over Premier Ohio. Hama, they would defeat them by a score of 14-4. And things got started here early. We wasn't scheduled to start till close to 11 o'clock today. That game one, actually, first pitch went at 10:15. We were scrambling to get everybody together here, but Highland got it done. They won that game, and so that brought them to this championship game. And they held a 4-0 lead here throughout a big part of this game. And then they went up 6-0, but a big four-run sixth inning by Pittsburgh made this, or a five-run sixth inning by Pittsburgh, made it a close ball game, but Highland got out of the seventh inning without any more damage to get this 6-5 victory over Pittsburgh to win this 14-under Neo Showcase Championship here on a warm 70 afternoon from Rittman, Ohio. Taking a look at this contest here on the afternoon for Highland, they would score a total of, as I said, 6 runs. They would do that on 5 hits, getting 3 walks, and they would leave 3 runners on base to get the victory. On the other side for Pittsburgh, they would scatter 11 hits over the ball game. They would walk, get just 1 walk, score 5 runs, and they would strand 5 runners on base on the afternoon. So the Highland defense and pitchers getting it done here. For Highland at the plate here in this ball game, they would be led on the afternoon by Tucker Miller. He would go 2-for-3 and score 1 run. Zach Hostetler went 1-for-3, while Caleb Troyer would go 1-for-3, and Wyatt Richards also added a base hit. Zach Hostetler would score in the first, as did Baz Yoder, along with Solomon Yoder and Tucker Miller. And then in the sixth inning, the Wyatt Richards and Blake Miller scoring the 5th and 6th run that Highland will eventually need her to get this championship. So Highland wins this 14-under Neo Showcase Championship here again from Rittman in fine fashion, defeating Pittsburgh Gold by a score of 6-5. I'm Troy Fritz. It's been great to have you with us here today. It's been Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central here taking care of business and doing a great job. But once again here from Rittman, it was Pat Miller and his Highland Hawks getting the victory here this afternoon in this 14-under championship, 6-5 over Pittsburgh, and they are your Neo champions.
Thank you.
I just tell you to have a safe Sunday. Thanks for being with us. And once again, this has been Boys High School Baseball here on WKLM. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.